welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. This is September 21st, 2022. I'm in my hotel room, thus the bad color, bad lighting, but I'm in Santa Maria, and I'm here praying and asking the Lord to move, and our office is here, but I've got a prophetic word, plus some things that's going to be very powerful over the next couple of months. It's Enlight Connection's 21st birthday today, believe it, and I'm here outside of where we live. Linda and I live in Hollywood area, but our office is here in Santa Maria, the Santa Maria Healing Rooms, and power is happening here. So Lord, we pray for the release of your power. And I heard you. To even be positioned to where I am right now, and to release this, no matter what it looks like, hope I don't have a grandpa neck. I mean, anyway, release the power in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Enlight Connection, we started 21 years ago today. That's unbelievable, first of all. And it's our 21st anniversary. Our ministry really has been going very strong. We've been kind of morphed into different things as God's been moving, but on behalf of myself and my loving wife, Linda, Enlight Connection Power Team, and I want to just say thank you for all of the followers, our tribe, our online, our partners, and, you know, each week I release prophetic words and also teachings that, you know, will help you to be able to apply what God's doing. I go through the social media time. You know, God's doing something right now. I'm just convinced we just need to get into the flow of things. Most people know me for my daily prophetic words. I have the Spirit Connection Podcast and online training. Been reaching millions of people through the internet. You know, God has called me to be a positive prophetic voice of God's love and power to help change your life. And I want to give you a behind-the-scenes look at our history over the last 7 years. You know, first of all, we've been around for 21. I'll talk about that. But particularly the 7-year assignment the Lord has had us on. And, you know, we had just gotten, when we started Enlight Connection, how we started was I had just gotten healed of all the symptoms of Huntington's disease. That's an incurable genetic illness that wiped out nearly my entire family. Now, that was in 2001. I'm 63 years old now, and here it is 21 years later since I got healed, and I'm in a UCLA Medical Center study with the Huntington's Foundation. It's an amazing miracle. I believe God's going to he's going to do some greater things even yet. But let's go back to 2001 and look at what happened. I had just gotten healed of the just had a radical encounter. And the Lord called me in 2001 to go up to Kelowna, British Columbia. Patricia King, Stacy Campbell were doing a conference, and it was on prophetic evangelism. We did one of the first prophetic evangelism outreaches possibly in the U.S. or North America at that time. And, you know, it was a conference. I was at the conference. And I wasn't speaking or anything like that, but I ended up taking it around the world afterward. I went back home and took the message around the world, made really good friends with Stacy Wesley and Patricia King. But at the conference, this was the destiny I had and how it ties in. I was given a video of the late prophet Bob Jones, who actually, he had a video about him going through where he had died, you know, went to heaven, was sent back by the Lord because he was going to be part of to help prepare the church for a billion soul harvest. Now, Linda and I, when I got back home, we watched the video. And, you know, every time that we would show the video or, you know, even anything like that, the Holy Spirit would hit people. So that's when we started it, like Connection. It started out as You've Got Mail Ministries, because that was part of the, you know, the prophetic word. We sold everything literally in 2002. And we were waiting to hear from the Lord to move to New Hampshire to be part of John Paul Jackson's ministry, Stream Ministries. And I was one of John Paul's early instructors and outreach coordinator. And I tell you, someone pinched me. This really happened. You know, I got to be with these amazing people and the anointing of the Lord. I owe so much to the apostles, prophets, teachers, Larry Randolph, Bobby Connor, Rick Joyner, Morningstar. There's so many. And the Bethel School of Ministry and Bill Johnson and Chris Vallotton also been really, have done just a lot of things with all the different people. But, you know, it's over 21 years now. And in like Connection, we're now in Los Angeles. We're in Santa Maria now, but we've been kind of virtual. But let me just go over the 7-year assignment and go behind the scenes of that. And the Lord had called us to do this 7-year behind-the-scenes assignment, to go behind the scenes and see really the details of the seven mountains, the prophetic, arts and entertainment industry, and governmental. And Lynn and I sold our house in Santa Maria in 2013. We rolled everything into this. I mean, it was kind of, people thought we were crazy, but the Lord, I know when I hear the Lord, it was time to do it. And so the Lord called us to do that. And so we moved back to Los Angeles, even though our office is still here. You know, we got aligned and we got accountability and leadership. That's what happened first. It took about 2 years to get positioned there and, you know, to find where we were supposed to be living. And then 2015, our spiritual father and longtime friend, James Gall, encouraged us to join Harvest International Ministries with Apostle Papa Cheon and Mama Sue. They had been part of our life and we've been accountable to them. They commissioned us as HIM prophets in 2015. At the same time, this is 7 years ago, 2015 to now, to 2022, was a 7-year assignment. But then at that time, this house came available. We kept trying to move it around and we couldn't find it. We had a lot of warfare, 2013, 14, 2015. This house to rent on the west side of LA, uniquely positioned on a hill. We saw the sign of a dove when we went in there. The sun was shining. You could see the Hollywood sign in the distance. It was a prophetic intercessor's dream. But it was also, very expensive when we moved there. So people actually came around and helped us. West LA, Santa Monica, the special assignment started. We rented the house. Really, when you look at it, people have no idea how crazy it is on the west side. And thankfully, there's people, that are in the industry that love the Lord. There's also some good churches that we're part of one now that's amazing, doing amazing things. But we rented this house. 2015, it was too small for us, and bless my wife for going along with this, you know. But we stepped up to this new assignment. Also, some of our partners stepped up to the to help us financially. You know, it was called the Los Angeles Project, and we started out doing some stuff. You know, I didn't understand at the time that moving to that house, that the Lord was going to use that. We were going to have some good times. We were going to have some difficult times. The deeper I went into the project, I had some really amazing amounts of revelation and understanding and did a lot of the training. And almost all of a lot of the training that I did was from that house there. We still live there, actually. But I have a special focus and I have a style that is a little bit unusual. You know, I have a prophetic intercessor style. I've been a prophet for a number of years. I want to give a testimony, first of all. What's happened over that last 7 years is a lot of things have happened. We had an A-level executive producer in Hollywood. I mean, this guy, you would know his movies and stuff. He came to the Lord. And then I got to consult behind the scenes on two movies as a prophetic intercessor, giving you know, giving things advice and words of praying. And that was something I was like, wow, that was very, very rewarding. Thank you, Lord, especially for the salvations, things that happened along the way. We also developed an amazing following of people who were actually helping us. That's you right now, and people online. Because when I shifted from a live speaker in 2015, I went from a live speaker to going online, then things started to happen. One of the biggest things, we've heard healings, but one of the biggest things was the healing of suicide, hopelessness, depression, and fear. And thank God. Boy, and you know, maybe you have a testimony. Let us know. Just help@DougEdison.com. Go ahead. Let us know if you have a testimony, because I've heard this over and over and over that people have been especially suicide and hopelessness and spirit of fear. But my own healings, over the past 7-year assignment, you know, I went into it in 2015 very sick. I was stressed out. I had anxiety. I was a burnout from being on the road for 10 years as a speaker, and a lot of stuff happened. It's always like I just burned myself out. But, you know, the Lord had shifted things, and I had been doing outreaches and been doing stuff. But then in 2015, when we moved into this house, the Lord called us to go 100% online, and I started to do things. I was one of the early adapters, you know, with webcasts, podcasts, coaching. This was before Zoom, okay? And so I was early on with it. And I had a high-tech background, so I was able to do it. So when the pandemic hit in 2020, we were actually already positioned to be able to help others as well. I always was saying, you know, we're going to get blessed in the mess. That's what we were. And get online or get left behind. So I did a lot of that in the last 7 years. So we have been actually blessed to be a blessing. And the Lord has calling us. Here's true prosperity, really, is to have the time and the freedom to do what God calls you to do when He calls you to do it. How about you? That's actually, it's about your heart. Once you get your heart in line, He can flow finances through you. And that's been, financial blessing has been one of my messages, among other things. But I've mentored with a lot of different people. One of the biggest things is healing. Oh my goodness, I'm good friends with Joan Hunter and some amazing healing people. And Randy Clark, I was one of his instructors, and so I've been around this group. But boy, I got healed of Huntington's disease. Now that's how it all started. I got healed of Huntington's disease, and I've maintained it now. 21 years later, I got healed as well of, I mean, extreme case of multiple chemical sensitivity. I was allergic to everything, man. I just can't tell you how bad it was. About 2015, 16, I had Lyme disease. I had anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts. I was struggling. I was had depression. But the Lord moved in my life. And I just want to say, getting off the road helped me, you know. But also, it was something about getting in touch with this message of love and how I got healed of this. And so it's in a lot of my podcasts. I'm just saying what we've done over the last 21 years, I'm living it out right now, especially the healing. And so I'm, you know, going through a lot of the inner healing right now. It's helped me to get closer with my wife. I'm the closest with the Lord. I'm the most accountable I've ever been. I'm the closest with my wife, Linda, that we've ever been. I'm trying very hard to be a kind and patient, loving, spiritual husband, leader, and father. But I'm still under, you know, process. Thank you for your grace. But I've been going through some shifting. Here's what happened in 2020. During this project, the Lord shifted my messages. And you might not recognize this, but people start seeing it now. You know, the Lord spoke to me in 2020. He said, I want you to make a shift into focusing. This is on my, you know, my monthly, my daily words, all, everything. He just says, I want you to focus on being a powerfully positive voice. We need all types of different leaders, you know. I'm not judging anything. We need all types of different leaders to reach different people. But the Lord spoke to me and a few apostolic and prophetic leaders around me to do. He said, I remember one, you would know his name. I don't want to say it, but he called me and said, I want you, you need to really consider this. Do what you do best. You need to look in the camera every week and tell people it's going to be okay, because it is. And I knew what that meant, is that the Lord is moving right now. And, you know, we can start focusing on the storm. And that's what I do right now. I'm just going to look at the camera right now and tell you. I'm not kidding. This is what the Lord says, that it's going to be okay. And it is. Because, you know, it is not the battle. You know, when we're in a battle, it's what you get out of this. I became different things. You know, I've been a prophetic intercessor mostly. I'm a signs type of prophet of Ezekiel 24:24. Whatever happened to Ezekiel, whatever happens to me in this style of prophet is a sign to others. So I live things out. So I'm battling behind the scenes, especially over the last 7 years. And then I want to tell you, there's no truth in the big storm. What's prophesying the pollution's not going to work. So I prophesy the solution over the pollution. But I have to live through the battle. Each month when you hear me do the prophetic words, I tell you, I've battled those things. And then I come out of that battle and say, hey, I'm going to look at you right now and say, it's going to be all right, because it is. The truth is not in the storm or your attack. The truth is in the Word of God. It's in Jesus. And it's, you know, Jesus, He calmed the storm one time. Another time He rose above the storm. And He taught us to speak to our storm to calm down, or at least stay calm and carry on. So that's the prophetic word I get most of the time over this. Now, here's something that shifted. When I first started this, 7 years ago, this assignment that's to really cost Linda and I about everything, and it's been so rewarding. But it started with a prophetic word from a good friend of mine, Prophet Sean Bowles. And he's in L.A. as well. And also, It's ending now with a prophetic word from the Apostle Cindy Jacobs, who I know as well. So let me go back to this and show you this. 7 years ago, I got commissioned as a Harvest International's Minister, HIM, under Cheon. I got commissioned 7 years ago as an HIM prophet. And at the commissioning, and that's when we moved into the house 7 years ago that we're in right now, that we've been renting, Prophet Sean Bowles gave me this word. He said, once you get through what's happening to you, he said it in this way. He said, when you get out of this season and close the landing strips, and I knew that he meant sickness and there was all kinds of stuff happening. He said, once you close the landing strips and get out of this season, you're going to have the deliverance level of Bob Jones. And I knew that because I traveled with Bob. We started our ministry really based on to fulfill the billion soul harvest. So I knew the late prophet Bob Jones. I knew that he had a very similar style I just talked about, where you battle things. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would battle things. And then as those apostles and prophets told me, don't tell people about the stuff, you know, the battle, but tell them how they're going to be, that they're going to be okay, and how to get through it. And I knew that that's what he was doing, that's what the Lord was doing. So Sean said to me, and since then the Lord has spoken, He's confirmed it with other things. He said, when you get through this, you're going to have the deliverance level of Bob Jones, which Bob would battle things, then he would come in. I used to travel with him. He'd battle things all night, or he'd battle something for a week, and then he would release a prophetic word, and it would release individuals, churches, ministries, businesses, maybe even cities and stadiums, seriously. So that was the first one I've been contending for. I'm contending for that, so I went into deliverance. I went into, you know, the deliverance level of Bob Jones, my goodness. Then, 7 years later, in May of 2022, Linda and I, you know, again, we were at a Harvest International Ministries conference, May of 2022, and Apostle Cindy Jacobs calls me out of the crowd. It was a leadership meeting, and she prophesied over me, but the Holy Spirit empowered me, hit me very hard. Wow. She said, Doug, you're a prophet, but the Lord says to you that you've been through a lot of trouble. In fact, you've been through double trouble. And once you get through this double trouble, the Lord's going to give you a double anointing as a healing revivalist, and you'll receive double payment for your double trouble. Wow. Well, that was true. We were going through the double trouble. I knew that. But praise God. You know, that was in last May. So we're now coming to an end. The Lord told me that the 7-year assignment Hollywood was going to be, to see behind the scenes of the Seven Mountains as well, was going to be from Yom Kippur, which is, you know, it varied, but this time it's going to be in October or so. But it was going to be Yom Kippur of 2015, 7 years to Yom Kippur of 2022. But the Lord's moving right now, and he's bringing an end to the 7-year assignment of Hollywood. He's preparing us now. He's giving us the words. That one from Apostle Cindy Jacobs, wow, that was good. Man, I tell you, I'm so excited. And now I'm contending for both of those words. You know what? The house that we rented, this thing is a little bungalow built back in the 40s. It's crazy in West LA. I tell you, Linda and I have done over $500,000 in rent. We could have bought a house. We could have done things. But the Lord told us to do this. $500,000 in rent. You know, don't tell my parents or anything. Well, they think you're crazy. But the Lord, you know what I mean? The Lord understands this. And, you know, Linda just turned 64. I just turned 63. So we're preparing for not retirement. We're actually preparing for re-firement. It's time to get refired and not retire. And the battles, you know, I got to admit, we are a little battle weary, but we have not given up. And, you know, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. I'm pressing in right now. And it is today is Inlight Connection's 21st birthday. You know, we're finally mature. I'm just kidding. But, you know, we've been battling. And this is a season for us to get a breakthrough. I know in the next 3 months or so, or a few months, you're going to see it. We're going to start seeing a turnaround because I'm being a signs prophet again. And you're going to get this too. But right now, I just want to say, you know, we're going to a new level in the Lord. And if I'm doing it, I'm a signs type of prophet, that you are too. You're going to go to a new level. There's a new anointing. We're already seeing a new power. We're seeing new love. We're seeing a new prophetic level, hearing God. Prophetic words are going deeper right now, starting to activate people. The deliverance level of Bob Jones, we're starting to go through, you know, I'm going through deliverance myself, a double anointing as a healing revivalist from Apostle Cindy Jacobs, where it says that, well, you know, the Lord began to speak to me, you're going to start traveling again. I'll still be doing some stuff online, but he's been healing me. But I'm getting ready and preparing now. And so part of this word from Cindy Jacobs and from was the double repayment. And that's why I said about the plan of refirement. Linda and I, you know, we need a little bit of time. And so, you know, we haven't taken a vacation much. You know, it's been intense. It's not because I want to do that. It's just an intense time. But it's time for us to take a little bit of time off. So I'm just asking, would you consider giving a donation to Enlight Connection, my ministry, on our 21st birthday, or it doesn't matter, whatever, or even the next few months, we're going to be just really taking some time and getting through and getting ready. But it's our anniversary today, so would you consider going to DougAddison.com/celebrate and either, you know, give a one-time donation or become a partner, you know, and we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to take a little time off, but we're still releasing the prophetic words, the daily prophetic words, Spirit Connection podcast. But I tell you, we need some help right now. And I'm believing as a signs prophet and as a prophet of the Lord, I'm believing that we're entering into a new season, especially in 2023. We're entering into this new season for all of us. So Lord, we pray for this word. We pray that we would all get refired and not retire. We would all step up to this new level. I pray, Lord, that there would be an impartation of your love and glory over each person. I pray for the anointing that I've been talking about, the healing anointing, the healing, you know, of depression, the healing of sicknesses, diseases. These are now under the Lord's, they are under the Lord's feet, and you're about to see some new things start to happen. Jesus, Dave. Amen. All right. Go to DougAddison.com/celebrate. Consider giving a donation. God bless you. I just want to say thanks again to my wife, Linda. What an amazing woman of God who would, we've been married 26 years, who would you know, just go along with the Lord on this and me. But also to our Enlightened Connection team and our partners, thank you all. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.